I could stop with it, and I can't. But I'll watch the time, and if Ted gives me the thing I'm going, I'll shut her down, okay? But anyhow, we're going to talk about walking with God today. Now, you can open up to Genesis chapter 5 here, okay? And in Genesis chapter 5, the very first, because we're going to be talking about Enoch here and about us, but it says here in verse 1, this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. See, this gives us the genealogy of the patriarchs of old, beginning with Adam. And we can read how long each of them lived and how old they were when they died. But when you get into this and you read through that, which you should sometime, but you get to verse 21, and see, we find an important difference right there, and it's in the account of Enoch, okay? So verse 21 says, Enoch lived 65 years, and he begot Methuselah. He was 65, and he had a baby. Hey, Michael. Verse 22. After he begot Methuselah. Yeah, you got to have a willing heart. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch didn't die. Instead, it says Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I like that. God just took him. He didn't die. But let's see what it looked like that in the time that he was living. When you look to chapter 6 there in Genesis, verse 5, and it says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts, see, he reads thoughts. The thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Well, considering these conditions, Enoch must have been like that bright star in a dark sky, you know, in all that darkness, he was shining. More like, you know, an oasis of righteousness in a desert, right, of wickedness. Think of it that way. But what made Enoch stand out so? It was the fact that he walked with God. What does the phrase Enoch walked with God mean? First, Enoch walked in divine direction. See, we often talk about receiving direction from God, but the first step to receiving guidance and direction is to choose to walk with God. In other words, we must choose to follow God's plans and purposes for our lives instead of our plans and our ambitions. See, his plans are always better. We know that from Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Hope, remember? Confident expectation. Remember that when you're reading your Bible a lot, when you hit that word hope. See, as we walk with God, we can have continual fellowship with him. We can talk to him as a loving father and listen to our heart as he talks to us. I know some are saying, well, I've talked to him, but I don't hear anything. Well, it's maybe because you haven't quieted yourself to listen. You're letting the world consume you. You're getting taken on too many worries. So just quiet yourself. I watched this and I saw Charles Capp's daughter do this, and she says, you know, when all this is going on, sometimes we just need to go, take a deep breath. And she says, no, she says, when you're taking that deep breath, that's like when they said, take a deep breath and receive ye the Holy Spirit. And let the Holy Spirit come into you and bring that calmness, that peace that you need. I thought that was so awesome. It has nothing to do with the yoga and all that other stuff. No. See, it's different. Breathing in the Holy Spirit. So we just need to trust Him. And He will show us what we need to do. Walking in divine direction means keeping in step with God. Enoch walked with God. He kept pace with Him. He kept pace with Him. He didn't lag behind, and he didn't run out ahead of God. See, we don't want to get out ahead of God because that usually ends up not good for us. But see, God there, see, but God is always there to turn things around and to get us back on track. Yes, sir. The Lord, though, He prefers, though, that we would be a little too slow than to be too fast. But in reality, see, He doesn't want us to be too slow or too fast. See, if we're too fast, we get ahead of Him. And then we're not walking with Him or behind Him. And that means we will lose direction. Now, if we're walking at least behind Him, He's still leading us. Think about that for a moment. We should endeavor, though, to learn to stay right in step with God, obeying His will and moving in His timing. And as we walk in His divine direction for our lives. Second, Enoch also walked in agreement with God. Yeah, he walked in agreement with God. Are you walking in agreement with God? Pays the word up. But Amos 3:3, it says, can two walk together unless they are agreed? And the answer is obviously no. So the fact that Enoch walked with God means he was walking in agreement with Him. Now, a lot of times we make up our own plans and then ask God to bless them and wonder why nothing's happening. Is it God's will? Did you seek Him for the plan? If we're going to walk with God, we must make a quality decision to continually seek Him and to get into agreement with His will for our lives. Amen? Amen. Thirdly, Enoch walked with God in faith. He walked with God in faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. We all know we can trust God. But see, the outstanding characteristic about Enoch was that God could trust him. Enoch pleased God with his faith. There's no doubt about the fact that we can trust God. Well, I thought I'd get an amen to that. Yeah. I hope you believe in that you can trust God. No matter what the situation is, what's coming on? Spiritually, financially, emotionally, come on. God can take care of you. Trust Him. But can God trust you? Are you pleasing to God? Well, the first phase there in Hebrews 11:5 is by faith. Got that right there. By faith. Okay? The last phrase is he pleased to God. Those two phrases put together tell the story of Enoch. By faith, Enoch pleased God. Now, we always read this verse. But see, now you've read that verse. Now read verse 6 here. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. A man must have had unwavering faith. See, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, there's something about faith which pleases God. If we want to walk with God, the only way we can do that is by faith. There's something else about Enoch, though, that needs pointed out. Enoch lived his life day by day walking with God. Every day, until one day, he just walked into heaven with him. Imagine. Come on. Isn't that so cool? He just walked into heaven. You know, you figure it out. Man was 365 years old. Methuselah was what? 969. Now, you know, you're looking at back in Genesis, though, Genesis chapter 5 there, and you go to Genesis chapter 6, because Genesis chapter 6 tells a whole other story there. But it's about genealogy. It's not about chronology, like, you know, a thing of time. It's just to give us some information so we know there was a lot of time involved here. Even though it's only two chapters, there's hundreds and hundreds of years involved here, okay? I just want to point that out, okay? The Bible teaches that in the last days, something similar will occur when believers are caught away to heaven in what we call the rapture, or catching away of the church to heaven, which we are the church. Many believe that Enoch is a type of the rapture of the church. See, and after studying this out, I tend to agree with them. In Genesis chapter 5, we read that Enoch was taken away to heaven. Then in chapter 6, we read the account of God's judgment on the wickedness of the world. God destroyed the earth by water. But before he did, Enoch was taken out alive. He didn't even experience the flood. See, there's another day of judgment that's coming. This time, the earth will be destroyed by fire. But just as Enoch was taken out before the great flood, so the church will be caught away to heaven or raptured before the great day of judgment. Hallelujah for that. You should be happy. When talking about the rapture, though, there are many people who say that the word rapture is not in our Bible. And yes, that's true. But the Bible does talk about the event which we call rapture. It's called the catching away of the church. Okay? 1 Thessalonians. And, you know, this is a scripture that I always read at the committal services at a funeral. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Say, caught up.
Caught up.
Yeah. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. We're talking about eternity there, folks. But we will be caught up together. One of the dictionary descriptions definitions, that's written today, of the word rapture is, and I'm glad because, Michael, I thought of you when I did this, okay? Only because you and I respond to a little bit of Star Trek and Star Wars. Okay, it says, is the carrying or transporting. Did you ever watch Star Trek? Hey, beam me up. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, okay, sorry about that. But yeah, okay. But it says, okay, let me get back on track here, Michael. You got me off track. Okay, it is the carrying or transporting of a person to another place or a sphere of existence. That's what 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 is talking about. See, there will come a day when the church is going to be supernaturally transported from one place to another, from earth to heaven. Okay? Beam me up, Lord. Man. Hallelujah. See, I believe that there's going to be coming a catching away of the saints of God. And I believe even now that we are in the last of the last days. As never before, we need to make sure that we're walking with God. The Enoch lived in a different day than we do, and he walked under a different covenant. Here are some important things, though, that the New Testament teaches about walking with God. First, just as Enoch did, we are to walk by faith. Because in Romans chapter 4, verse 12, it says that walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. Our walk with God under the new covenant began on the first step. The first step of faith. That's when you became born again. For by grace are you saved through faith. It took faith. The first step was right there for us. After we have taken that first step of faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. To walk by sight means to live according to our physical senses and mental reasonings. We face a constant battle between our flesh and our spirit in this life as we endeavor to walk by faith and not by sight. Because that's what we're told there. We're instructed to walk in the steps of Abraham, who is the father of our faith. And how did he walk by faith? Well, God promised to give him a son. Even though Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90 years old. Abraham believed the promise, even when all circumstances looked contrary to God's word to him. Common sense told Abraham, no one as old as he and Sarah could become parents. But God had given him the promise. And Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4:20. Now, certainly there are some times in life when we must walk by common sense. For instance, we better have enough common sense not to step out in front of an oncoming car, right? And even when you go down town in Manaca and they got these pedestrian walk things, just because you walk up to that, don't think you have the right of way. I'll tell you, common sense says, stop, make eye contact. Hey, I'm walking across your street. Because them people don't. You know what they're doing? And that's how they're driving their car, praise God. So common sense says, take a moment here. Make sure they see you. Even though it says you have the right to cross. You know? Man. Common sense, folks. However, in spiritual matters, common sense often contradicts what God has said in His Word. As Christians often have, Christians have become so accustomed to walking by common sense that they don't walk by faith anymore. Therefore, they fail to receive God's blessings. That makes sense to you? Now, secondly, in the New Testament, a walk with God is a walk in the Spirit, it says. Because in Romans 8, 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The original Greek of the New Testament, there is only one word for Spirit. It is the Greek word pneuma. And it's spelled P-N-E-U-M-A. Okay? Pronounced pneuma. The translators had to decide from the passage whether it referred to the Holy Spirit or the human spirit. See, there are many who are convinced that the translators erroneously capitalized the letter S here in that word Spirit, making it refer to the Holy Spirit, when it actually refers to the human spirit. You got to study it out, look at all of it to see. So were they perfect? No. So that's why you got to read the Word with the enlightenment and let the Holy Spirit bring clarity to you. See, now with that in mind, though, so this scripture actually means that rather than letting our flesh dominate us, we should let our spirit man dominate us. Our spirit man. It is our inward man that has become the new creature. That's what it says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We're a new creature. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it is within our spirit that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell. So to walk with God means to walk according to our spirit and not according to the dictates of the flesh. See, the Holy Spirit comes in and moves in with your spirit. But your spirit still can do its own thing. The Holy Spirit's there to give direction. But depends on what you're feeding into your spirit is what will manifest. Because He'll bring it to light for you. And see, so it's us. We got to make sure that we have control. We are to walk according to our nature, our spirit nature. We are to let our inward man dominate us, not the outward man or the flesh. Okay? Thirdly, as a New Testament believer, we are to walk in the light. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." What does it mean to walk in the light? Well, Psalm 119, verse 130 says, "The entrance of your words gives light." In verse 105 of Psalm 119, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The entrance of God's word enlightens us. When our Bible talks about walking in the light, it means for us to walk in the light of God's word. We simply can't walk with God under the new covenant without walking according to His word. Enoch walked with God under a different covenant. He didn't have the written word like we do. He walked with God. How much more should we be able to walk with God when we have His holy written word? So we are to feed our inner man daily with the Word of God and walk in the light of its truth. And fourthly, we are to walk in fellowship with God and with one another. When we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, so we can fellowship with God, the Father, and with His Son, Jesus. We fellowship with them through His Word and prayer. See, sin will block our fellowship with God. When we allow sin in our lives, we are not walking in the light of the Word. But thank God, again, by God, He gave us this in His Word in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we know we have sinned, immediately confess it and get back in fellowship with Him. As He said, He'll forgive you. As long as we stay in fellowship with Him and are walking in the light, the blood of Jesus, perpetually, that means without end and constantly, cleanses us of sin. When we are walking in the Word and in fellowship with the Father and Jesus, we are in fellowship with one another. Now, when you go back and think about 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. See, that's talking about God's people. We must maintain the right kind of fellowship and relationship because we're all part of the same body. Yeah? We may not agree on every point of doctrine, but if we exalt Jesus as the Son of God, we are part of the same spiritual family, and we need each other, especially in these last of the last days. In these times we're living right now, we need one another. Let me just say, how about not to forsake the assemblies of yourself together as you see the day of the Lord approaching? All right. So I just want to encourage you to work hard at maintaining your walk with God, especially through these times. And you can't do that after all by yourself. Amen. No. You got to be with your fellow brothers and Christians because we need each other. We need to encourage one another. Make sure that we stay on our walk in step with God. Excellent. Okay? So fellowship with the Father and with Jesus. And you do that when you word up and you get down and you do a little bit of knee mailing. Okay? He will hear you. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Thank you, God bless all of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. As we prepare to leave to go over to the Fizz, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're looking forward to a great time. So I thank you that your angels are encamped around about us, Lord God, to take us there and get us there safely now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Okay, dinner will be served around 12.